What is God's will? Our human instinctual drives direct us to satisfy our will to take and not give, to be selfish. Religions claim to know and profess God's will, but they do this primarily through literal interpretations of text that were written in the distant past. Simply put, God's will is our heart's will. It requests sacrifice from us to be of service to others and to forgive others. It wants us to overcome our selfish directives, which means not allowing our selfish instinctual desires for sex and financial security to dominate and control our choices, decisions, and actions. Jesus was an example of someone doing God's will in human history. In Matthew 6, 9 through 12, New International Version, the Lord's Prayer reads, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." How many of us have forgiven our debtors? Most of us don't. That is real deal unconditional giving. Matthew 6:13, New International Version, continues, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one," which happens to be our own selfish human instinctual desires, which justifies us to harm others, ignoring our heart. We either make choices with our free will, directed by our selfish human instinctual desires, or we make unselfish choices, guided by our heart, which is God's will. God's will for us is to unconditionally give in service to others, with no motive for sex or money in return. It is a choice that involves the sacrifice of self,